KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and currently 71 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high of 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Well, they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Western Iowa news, a teenager was transported to the hospital by helicopter following an accidental shooting late Sunday morning in northwestern Pottawatomie County. The Omaha World Herald says, according to authorities, a 13-year-old boy suffered non-life-threatening injuries during the accident that happened at around 11:45 a.m. in a wooded area by a creek near a home just west of Honey Creek. The teen's name was not released. Sergeant Rob Ambrose of the Pott County Sheriff's Office told the paper, the boy and another 13-year-old were shooting in a rural area when one of the guns, a .22-caliber rifle, accidentally discharged. One of the boys was hit in the lower torso. The two went to a nearby house and called 911. Elsewhere in area news from over the weekend, no injuries were reported when an SUV traveling on Highway 71 caught fire Saturday afternoon south of Atlantic. Atlantic Fire and Rescue were dispatched to the scene about 2 miles south of town just before 3 p.m. Deputies arriving on location prior to the fire department noted the vehicle was fully engulfed in flames, but Chris Johnson and his two girls from Wyota were outside the vehicle and safe. Witnesses said during the blaze, one of the SUV's tires exploded and shot about 50 feet into the air. Firefighters had the fire under control and returned to their base at around 3:40 p.m. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating a case of arson, according to officials. Officers of the Council Bluffs Police and firefighters were called to 906 25th Avenue at around 4:35 a.m. Saturday for a vehicle fire. The victim, Eugenia Dirks, advised that she had heard noises outside of her residence and asked a family member, Wendell Parrott, to see what was going on outside. After he observed a broken window on the woman's 1993 Chevy Suburban, which was parked on the street, and smoke coming from inside the vehicle, Parrott told Dirks to call 911. Parrott was able to remove an incendiary device from the cab of the vehicle, which sustained minor damage. The incident was being investigated by the Council Bluffs Fire Department as a case of arson in the second degree. Officials with the Council Bluffs Police Department report a program designed to provide the public with a safe means of disposing of unwanted fireworks was held over the weekend and netted some interesting results. Sergeant Mark Stewart said the Metro Area Fireworks Amnesty Program, held from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Saturday in Council Bluffs, resulted in the collection of almost 100 pounds of fireworks and nearly 30 pounds of ammunition. The event was coordinated by the Council Bluffs Police and Fire Departments, along with the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, and was held at a Family Dollar AutoZone parking lot at 28th and West Broadway in Council Bluffs. Sheriff's officials in Page County are investigating a burglary that occurred at a residence in rural Shenandoah sometime over the past few days. Authorities said Saturday a person or persons unknown gained entry to a residence and outbuilding at 1469 Highway 2, or about 3 miles east of Shenandoah. A bright blue 2004 Chevy K2500 4x4 extended cab pickup with Iowa license plates BCZ634 was stolen from the residence. The pickup had aluminum toolboxes on both sides of the bed. The toolboxes contained numerous socket and wrench sets, along with several jacks and hitches. Numerous household items, including but not limited to silverware, a clothes dryer, firearms, Japanese swords, a 70-inch sharp flat-screen TV, and numerous other Milwaukee cordless construction tools were also stolen. Other items in the residence were taken but not damaged. Page County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward of up to $1,000 for information that leads to the arrest and indictment of persons involved with the crime. Callers can call the Page County Sheriff's Office or their local law enforcement. With tips, the caller can remain anonymous. In the funeral announcements, Mary Lehman, age 89, of Adair, died Wednesday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab Center in Oneida. Funeral services for Mary Lehman will be today at 10:30 at the Adair United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has the arrangements. Juanita Paulson, age 73, of Coon Rapids, died Friday at Regency Park in Jefferson. Funeral services for Juanita Paulson will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Albert Schnackel, age 97, of Atlantic, died Friday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Albert Schnackel will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Carl Knuter, age 74, of Wyota, died Friday at the VA Medical Center in Des Moines. Memorial services for Carl Knuter will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has the arrangements. Larry Staines, age 73, of Arnold's Park, died Friday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. A memorial visitation for Larry Staines will be held from 1 until 4 p.m. Friday, with a brief service at the Turner Genis Funeral Home in Spirit Lake. Doris DeWitt, age 91, of Atlantic and formerly of Griswold, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Doris DeWitt are currently pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. And Troy Dean Shano, age 47, of Kenyon, Minnesota, and formerly of Oakland, died Saturday. Funeral services for Troy Shano are pending at the Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.